In this video, I'll be doing a harvest of my tiny carob tree orchard, for want of a better word, which is at the moment that pot, that pot, that pot, and that pot. There's a couple of others in pots that I heavily pruned closer to the house, and last year, in fact, they gave me fruit, I cut them back and they're not fruiting this year. I'm a bit late. It's Eco Lippmeyer. It's the 3rd of February 2023. It's a Friday. It's approaching, maybe long, it'll be 7 o'clock, I suppose. The sun will be setting before too long. Perth, northern suburbs. It's been a hot day and I have a feeling it's going to be a pretty warm night the way it's feeling at the moment. But I'm a little late coming to harvest these because I think, well, I can see when I looked up there, most have dropped, but there's been no rain. I can't remember the last time we had rain here in Perth. It's, I dare not say 2 months, but it's well over a month, and therefore those that have landed on the ground, which I'll show you in a moment, quite a few have, haven't been rained upon, and that keeps them in better condition. But let me zoom up here to the few that are left actually on the branch up there. Let's see if I can zoom up. Can you see those? I think you can. And assuming that you can, if I've got the right spot. Hope I have. Or have I? Let's have a look. A little hard glancing through this. Where are we? Anyway, look, I'll just have to assume that you saw them out there. There's two or three left up there. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my wonderful, let's have a look here, my wonderful precision grabber, and grab those last few because I can't get a ladder up there. I mean, I could if I tried hard enough. Oh, look, there's a couple still on the plant there. Are we looking at it correctly? Yes, but next to all of them dropped. So I'll rather than try and balance the camera somewhere to show you me getting them, I might have shown in a previous video me grabbing them with that lovely precision grabber, whatever it's called. It's for disabled people, essentially, who have to need to grab things and they don't have the sensitivity, etc. Anyway, it would help such people. But look, a lot have fallen and landed in these old very dry pots. Have fallen, so I'm going to collect them up and show you the result at the end, and see how many I get, see how much my harvest results in. So speak again in a moment. Well, I've done my harvest. I don't think I've missed many, be less than half a dozen if I have, and most of them were on the ground. So here we go. That's remember, these little trees are struggling along and they're in pots above the ground, so obviously their roots are well through the bottom of the pots, which most of them are split now anyway. But I'll bag these up and keep them for a rainy day. The little lesson here is, I suppose, if you do have the room, or you know in the wild somewhere where you can plant carob trees like Johnny Appleseed do, yes, you've got to wait about 10 years. And if you're able to look after the trees, whether they're at home, of course, you can, or at some neighbour or some friend's place has the room, or even if you can look after them in the wild, or you're in an area that's wet enough to get them through their first couple of summers, they're rather drought resistant from that point on. And from 10 years or so, approximately, a wonderful source of food. And I know that they can live 120 years or at least 110 or so, because the one that I got these very seeds, the seeds for these very trees from, in the Supreme Court Gardens in Perth, Western Australia, central Perth, on the western side of the Supreme Court building, is a 110-plus-year-old carob tree. So if you can, grow them. And while it might, if you're getting up towards my vintage, you mightn't see, and we mightn't see the fruit, but certainly your children, grandchildren, and future generations will. Thank you for getting this far and showing an interest. Speak to you again soon, and I look forward to that.